Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Good morning, everyone. Coming up at noon today, we will have live coverage of Governor Patterson introducing Kirsten Gillibrand as the new U.S. Senator from New York. Some interesting developments already on this. In fact, you just heard Sotirios talk about some of the pushback from Democratic Party politicians in New York because Gillibrand may be seen as too conservative. Well, Liz Benjamin in the Daily News on her blog is reporting just in the last few minutes that Gillibrand's position on gay marriage may not actually be all that conservative, as has been reported. She's citing the Empire State Pride Agenda, which released a statement this morning saying it has received assurances from the junior senator in waiting that she supports gay marriage. That would make her the first pro-gay marriage senator from New York because, as you may know, Chuck Schumer does not support legal gay marriage, his official position. Hillary Clinton did not support legal gay marriage, her official position. So Gillibrand is definitely taking steps quickly, as Liz Benjamin in the Daily News reports, to push back on this notion that she is too conservative. We'll talk to the Liberal Village Voice columnist Wayne Barrett about this and a reporter from the Albany Times Union coming up later this hour. But if you have recently lost your job, we can now tell you how much company you have in New York State. The State Labor Department has released employment figures for December, and it turns out to be the worst single month for job loss since they started keeping records in 1977. About 90,000 jobs disappeared in the state last month, about 200,000 for the year of 2008. Put another way, the state unemployment rate went up by a full point in December, from 6% to 7%. That's just in 1 month. That means that while New York was slow to get hit by the recession compared to most other states, we have now basically caught up to about the national average. In New York City alone, the ranks of the unemployed swelled by 42,000 of your neighbors in December, another 10,000 people on Long Island, another 4,000 in Westchester, Rockland, and Putnam counties, all in the month of December. The Bronx, by the way, has by far the highest unemployment rate of any county in the state. It's the only county to top 9% unemployed. Every sector of the private economy lost jobs except for health and education, which actually grew by 9,000 jobs last year. We'll talk about that. Government added 800 people, and there actually may be a glimmer of good news in these numbers for Wall Street, and ironically some good news if you've been on unemployment insurance for a while, and we'll explain those pieces as we welcome the New York State Labor Commissioner, Patricia Smith, who is good enough to join us for this, and if you are unemployed, we'll also tell you about the services that the Labor Department offers. Commissioner Smith, thanks a lot for coming on WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Do you feel like reminding everyone, hey, I didn't make this unemployment. All I do is report the numbers.
Right. It seems that when there's bad news, a lot of people are wanting to blame the Labor Department, and we're just the messenger, I'm afraid.
So what happened here? What's behind these numbers? How did we wind up with the worst month for job loss on record in December if we were staving off the recession a little bit before?
Well, I mean, I think the numbers are explained by the number of WARN Act notices that we get. The WARN Act is the act that requires employers to tell us if they're about to lay off people, and we were just getting record numbers of notices in December. So I think that what we're seeing is major contraction in the economy with almost all across the economy employers laying people off.
The glimmer of good news for people already receiving unemployment checks, I actually want to get right to that. It's ironic because things got worse. Their unemployment benefits might actually be extended. Is that correct?
Yes. In fact, they will be extended. Usually people are entitled to 26 weeks of benefits. As part of the stimulus package last June, Congress passed a 13-week extension of benefits. And then in November, they passed another 7-week extension of benefits. In New York State, the individuals who were collecting starting last week were maxing off those extended benefits. They were no longer collecting benefits. But because our job numbers were 7% in New York State in December, we're going to qualify for an additional federally funded 13-week extension of benefits. So individuals who have maxed off in the last few weeks will be able to start collecting an additional 13 weeks. But because of technicalities in the federal system, they won't be able to collect them starting February 22nd. So a very important thing is if you're no longer eligible for benefits but you're still unemployed, please certify again starting February the 22nd.
So it's funny, and we talked about this on the show the other week. An individual doesn't care if others in the state are unemployed for the effect that it has on his or her life. But this is the way the federal government rules work. There has to be this over 6% unemployment rate for 3 months in a row for people who are already long-term unemployed to have their benefits extended. So the bad news is that many more New Yorkers lost their jobs last month. The silver lining is that those who are already having a hard time finding work will get their unemployment benefits extended as a result. Do people need to do anything to trigger that extension, or is it automatic?
No. If they are still collecting benefits on February the 22nd, they don't have to do anything. They will just continue on. If, however, you are one of those, I think there's 56,000 people across the state who are collecting benefits as of last week but will not be collecting benefits because they will have used up all their extended benefits over the next 3 weeks, they will have to call the unemployment system and certify again.
What if your unemployment did already expire? Is this what you were just saying, but you're still out of work? Can you go back and reapply to get those new weeks?
Only if you were on extended benefits, for instance, and you maxed off those benefits as of last week or in the next few weeks before February the 22nd. In other words, if you maxed off your benefits last summer and you never qualified for extended benefits, you can't get these additional 13 weeks. Mm-hmm. But if you've been on extended benefits, and you'll know if you have been, mm-hmm, since last July when they started, then you will be able to qualify for these additional 13 weeks. Of course, you still have to be unemployed.
Oh, yeah, there's that little detail if you want to get unemployment. And if anybody wants to call in, we have about 10 minutes for calls for the New York State Labor Commissioner, Patricia Smith, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post a question to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Now, looking at your numbers, 20,000 jobs were lost in the financial sector over the year. I'm looking at your actual charts here, mm-hmm, so tell me if I'm getting this right, because it's really interesting, if I am. 20,000 jobs lost in the financial sector over the year, but in December, the sector actually gained 1,000 jobs. So if I'm reading this right, does that mean that the bleeding is apparently over in terms of job loss on Wall Street, the sector that's really been driving this unemployment spike?
Well, I would be optimistic if I said yes. I mean, it's true that's what happened in December, but our anticipation is that we will see continued job losses in the financial sector over the next year. And while the financial sector, the implosion of the financial sector is what has been a big problem in New York City, actually what we see is that for every job lost in the financial sector, we're losing two jobs in other sectors. We call that the ripple effect. So for every job we lose in the financial sector, we lose jobs in hospitality, we lose jobs in retail, we lose jobs in professional and business services. So I think we're going to see the situation get worse before it gets better.
Why did education and healthcare jobs actually grow by 9,000 or so?
Well, I think that is just one of our growth industries. I mean, we have an aging baby boom population, and there's an increased demand always for healthcare. And I think the same is true in education, that there tends to be an increased demand in education.
By the way, that's a very broad way to group these numbers. I'm sure you realize education and healthcare, they sound like two completely distinct sectors to me, and each one has so many component parts. Why are education and healthcare grouped together as one sector of the economy?
Well, that's something you should actually ask the commissioner of the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics, because we follow the federal model.
Do you know what kinds of jobs were being added?
No. Usually what's being added in the healthcare services are home healthcare aides. Nursing jobs are always in demand, and they're being added. Those type of jobs are added. In educational, it's really across the board. It's not just teaching, but it's paraprofessionals that are added all the time. And even up to higher education are being added in the state.
So that is an indication of where some people might look to get retraining. I mean, a lot of what you referred to, paraprofessionals in the schools and home health aides, certainly very low-paying jobs. But nursing, is it just, you know, maybe there's an indication of where some people, depending on their situations, can look to get training or retraining?
Yes, and one of the things that the Labor Department does, and one of the services it provides for unemployed people, is that it will do in our one-stop centers, which are all throughout the state, individual training assessments and skills assessments. So I'm going to give an example. Let's say you're in the financial services industry. I don't know, you were a trader, and you come in and there aren't any other jobs in the financial services industry. We'll do assessment of what your actual skills are, and you might be qualified to take an administrative position in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not be thinking that, but we have the expertise to do individual skills assessments of all types of individuals and then look at where the growth industries are and try to either, you know, refer you to jobs there, or you may need a little bit of retraining in order to do that. You might need some updating in some of your skills or a few additional skills. So the idea that you are required to, or you're only going to find a job in your old profession, is simply not true, and that's one of the skills and one of the services that New York State will provide unemployed individuals.
The state Labor Department actually provides that career counseling. How can people get in touch with you to take advantage of it?
They will have to go into our one-stop centers, and there are 81 of them across the state, including one of each of the boroughs of New York, and I'm sure that they're listed on our website.
All right, New York State Labor Department, folks. There you go, free career counseling if you didn't know about it. Matthew in Park Slope, you're on WNYC with New York State Labor Commissioner Patricia Smith. Hello.
Yes, hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a question because I'm currently receiving unemployment insurance, and what it is that every week, as you know, when you sign in for unemployment insurance, it asks how many days did you work this week, seeming to suggest that if you worked one or two, you could still keep your insurance. And I wanted to know, where is the limit where you can still keep your insurance, yet maybe you finding sparse work here or there?
Good question. Commissioner?
The answer is one.
One. Okay. So when you work one, you can still, though, but if you work more than one, you can no longer receive it indefinitely or just for that week?
For that week.
Okay, but one is acceptable if you find one day of work?
Right.
Okay, Matthew, good luck. Hope you find a lot more than one day of work. Laura in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Laura.
Hello, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been on unemployment since November of last year, and I actually have an opportunity to move to Canada, where I've been told over and over again, if I can get the work visa, the job opportunities are much better, and there's much more of them than in Manhattan, which has been the case since I have not been able to find another job. I'm wondering, is it possible, because I don't have a job in Canada, can I keep my unemployment benefits if I move to Canada?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not actually sure of the answer to that. I mean, you'll still be unemployed, and you'll still be looking for work. So I would think that would be the answer, but I would be amiss if I told you that I absolutely was sure.
And it's just a little ways out of the country. It's just right across the border from New York State.
I mean, that same would be, if you moved to New Jersey, you would still be able to qualify. That I can tell you.
Okay. And you know what? Maybe some of our listeners know the answer to the out-of-the-country question, because I'm sure a lot of people have been through this. So why don't you post it to our comments page if you know, and Laura, go check our comments page in a little while, and I'm sure we can get some peer-to-peer information on this. And, Commissioner, maybe one of your folks can check that out in the meantime, too.
Laura's question actually raises an interesting issue, not the question, but her circumstances.
Okay.
Is that she's been unemployed since November. Right now, and we're hoping this will change in President Obama's stimulus package, right now the only individuals who are eligible for the extended benefits, I don't mean the 13 weeks, I mean the whole package of extended benefits, are individuals who were unemployed before October. So if you were unemployed like Laura in November, you're not entitled to extended benefits currently when you end your 26 weeks. That's just because of the way that the federal law was passed. But we have been, Governor Patterson and I have been lobbying very hard in Congress to have an extension, not an additional weeks, but an extension of people eligible in the stimulus package. So people in who were unemployed in November and December and are becoming unemployed now and will become unemployed next month will be eligible for extended benefits when they exhaust their 26 weeks. But that's not true as we speak today.
The maximum amount that people can get per week on unemployment in New York State is $405. Is it $405 a week?
$405 a week, that's correct.
And Marcelo from Manhattan posts on our webpage, how is the amount of the benefit computed anyway? Is that enough for New York City? Now, this $405 is actually a lot less than many other states, right?
That's correct. It's actually the lowest in the Northeast, and it hasn't been increased since 1999.
Who establishes that?
The legislature does.
So,
Governor Patterson had a bill last year that would have increased the amount of that benefit, but it did not pass the legislature.
And even with that low amount per week, I gather the unemployment insurance fund is beginning to run a deficit with all these New Yorkers collecting. How bad is that deficit?
It's pretty bad. The unemployment insurance fund ran out of money about 2 hours into 2009. And since the 1st of January, we have borrowed from the federal government over $250 million. And we expect in 2009 to have to borrow from the federal government about $1.3 billion.
And so do you need something as the from the legislature? I know labor advocates are calling for an overhaul in the state payroll tax system, which has relatively small deductions compared to other states, to fund unemployment insurance. Do you need a change there, or do you need some other allocation from the legislature just to keep the checks coming to New York's hundreds of thousands of unemployed?
Yes, we do. And again, part of the governor's program bill last year would have both increased the either the tax rate or the taxable income, which would have got more money into the fund, and increased the benefits for New Yorkers. To understand how the benefit is computed, 405 is the maximum. People are entitled to receive 50% of their average weekly wage up to 405. So if your average weekly wage is $405, you're only entitled to 200.
Mm-hmm. Alexandra in Haverstraw, you're on WNYC with the New York State Labor Commissioner. Hello.
Good morning, and thank you so very much for taking my call. I have been in unemployment since February of last year. My benefit was about to expire, and my concern is with the companies nowadays, they are hiring only if they are hiring. They offer temporary assignments. And my concern is, you know, you're on a temporary assignment, and then 3 weeks later, boom, you're out of a job again. Do you need to reapply if I get a temp? Because I've been contacting agencies.
That's a really good question. Do you need to reapply in a situation like that? It could discourage people from taking some temp work. And on that, I'm going to add a second part to that question, Commissioner, which is on the benefits calculation that you were just giving us. Would your unemployment benefits be then pegged to the salary you were getting as a temp for a few weeks, which might be much lower than what you had been getting as a full-timer, or not?
Okay, the answer is, to the first part, yes, you would have to reapply for benefits, but there shouldn't be any problem. And the answer to the second is that your benefit will not be tied to the job that you just have. It will be the average weekly salary in your benefit year, so it won't be just tied to that salary.
Just tell people again as we conclude how they can get in touch with the New York State Labor Department. It sounds like you have answers to I was looking at the website a lot this morning to look at these stats, and I see that you have a lot up there. It's actually a very good resource for New Yorkers who need work. You can get a lot of information at the New York State Labor Department website on unemployment benefits, and it'll give you information also about the career counseling services that they offer for free. Anything else you want to say about how people can take advantage of your services or get in touch?
Well, one of the things I'd like to say is that because of the huge spike in the number of people claiming unemployment, it is much more difficult to get through to us on the phone than it was in the past, although I think we've taken care of that problem. But one thing that people don't understand sometimes is that they can apply for unemployment insurance benefits on the web. And I'm encouraging anyone who has access to the computer to do that on the web and then save the phone calls for questions that you might have or problems that you might have. But a lot of these claims could be taken on the web. Our website, which is www.labor.state.ny.us, has a great deal of information. It also posts the locations of all of the one-stops, the phone numbers of the one-stops, the phone numbers of the claim services. So I think that by looking at that website, you'll find hopefully almost all the information that you need.
All right. And the other option is to just Google New York State Labor Department if you didn't remember that address. On the day that we learned that there were more jobs lost in December in New York State than any month on record, we thank the New York State Labor Commissioner, Patricia Smith, for spending some time with us and giving so much good information. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Up next, we will find out the latest on the apparent nomination or appointment, really, of Congresswoman Kirsten Gillibrand to replace Hillary Clinton in the Senate from New York, already controversial, but Gillibrand pushing back on this instant media reputation that she's getting of being too conservative. Stay with us.